first reading ends with these words, "Forsake foolishness that you may live, advance in the way of understanding." Now, these are very strong words, but they're also very good advice. You know, we should seek to avoid foolishness. And, you know, there are plenty of things in the world that we consider foolish, things that people do. You know, we might call a kid foolish for doing something that's dangerous or off the wall, you know, a little out of the ordinary. We might call an adult foolish for doing something that's irresponsible, like trying to drive when drunk or spending all their money on things that they don't need and they can't afford, important things like food or utilities. And then, of course, you know, someone who's older, we might consider foolish for trying to do something that they used to be able to do, but now because they've grown older, their bodies are no longer able to do that. They've aged to the point where that's a difficulty for them. We might consider them foolish for doing that. Well, of course, what this first reading is talking about is not earthly foolishness. It's not the foolishness of these things that we're talking about, but it's the foolishness that is opposed to the wisdom of God. As St. Paul says, "Watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons, but as wise, making the most of the opportunity because the days are evil." So how do we do this? How do we live as wise people in the wisdom of God? Well, St. Paul tells us, "Do not continue in ignorance, but try to understand what is the will of the Lord." It's important for us to realize that true wisdom comes from God. We might think we have earthly wisdom, but true wisdom comes from God through the Holy Spirit. In fact, in the scriptures, whenever you see the character wisdom, the person of wisdom, not just, you know, being wise, but an actual wisdom incarnated, it's the Holy Spirit is what this is talking about. So in this first reading, when we talked about wisdom has set her table, this is talking about the Holy Spirit. This is why St. Paul encourages us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He's encouraging us to receive the wisdom of God. As St. Paul tells us in another location, his first letter to the Corinthians, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God." Now we need to remember that. Not everything that we consider wisdom or that the world considers wisdom is truly wise. And likewise, not everything that we consider foolish or the world considers foolish is truly foolish. There's a disconnect between what the world considers wise and what God considers wise. So we need to heed the call of wisdom. "Come, eat of my food, drink of the wine I have mixed." And what is this food? Well, of course, you know, we've been talking about it for several weeks now. The food to eat and the wine to drink is the Eucharist. It's our Lord Jesus Christ present in the Blessed Sacrament in the precious blood of the Eucharist. We receive the wisdom of God when we receive the Eucharist with an open heart and with love for our Lord. And in fact, the more we receive the Eucharist, the more we are open to God's wisdom. Because the Eucharist will change and form us slowly and imperceptibly, very minute changes, but slowly we are drawn into this wisdom of God. As our Lord tells us, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him." As I've said before, receiving the Eucharist joins us to our Lord. It unites us to him, much like a branch being grafted to a tree. If you take a branch and you graft it to a tree, eventually that branch becomes a permanent part of the tree. Well, the same thing about us is as we receive the Eucharist, we become more and more united with our Lord. And then the wisdom of God will eventually lead us to do his will. Now, the will of God is that which is best for us. Now, it might not seem so in the wisdom of the world, but God truly does want what's best for us. It might not always be what we like or desire or feel, but it truly is what's best for us. And what God wants for us is to be united with him. Be united with him by following his commands and doing so with gratitude, as St. Paul says at the end of his letter, his passage today, "giving thanks always and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father." But God also wants us to be united with him and enter into the salvation he promises us. So the encouragement today is to seek the wisdom of God, to truly seek God's wisdom through the Eucharist. And as it says in the first reading, "Forsake foolishness that you may live, advance in the way of understanding."